Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Vicky Kawamai is the founder and president of She Speaks Ministry. Her heart is to minister to women throughout the islands and beyond. Vicky worships and serves on staff at Cornerstone Fellowship, Mililani Mauka. She serves on the worship women's ministry team at her church and leads a women's small group Bible study as well. We pause for a moment, as we typically do here at the Good Life Radio Show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Christ, for you to know the love of Jesus. When you think about Cornerstone Fellowship ministry among women, the needs of people are so unique. And God, in His amazing love for us, knows exactly what those needs are. And in moments like these, He sends people just like Vicky, as she's here today, to speak to our hearts in a personalized way. Personal, yes. So much so that God's love extends to you, dear friend, in that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, the resurrected Lord, can bring about a resurrection in your life, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it might seem, even if things seem to have died in your life, He can bring it back to life. Vicky Kawamai is married to Stephen. They have two children, Joel and Angela. Vicky, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me today.
Vicky, where did you grow up?
Well, that's an interesting question. My father was in the military, Army, so go Army. I was born in Germany, and we've traveled a bit. So I didn't really grow up in any one place. It was just basically where his duty station had him assigned. And then we settled in Waipahu in 72.
Okay, so in Waipahu, 72, what do you remember most about growing up in Waipahu at that time?
Walking to school, because I went to Waipahu High School, which was just a couple of blocks down the road. So walking to school, getting to meet new friends, because being in the military and then settling down where, you know, you've got more of the local, it was a little bit different. But, you know, I managed to fit in and be comfortable. And I think for me, what helped me, because I remember the last duty station that my father was at was in Panama. And when we were going to move to Hawaii, I was kind of a little bit nervous because Panama was kind of sheltered. And going off base, it was a little apprehensive. But, you know, early on, I had actually come into a relationship with Christ while we were in Panama. So going to Hawaii, I felt, okay, God was with me. So I wasn't too nervous, but it was still kind of an adjustment.
Tell us about your relationship with Christ. How did you come to know Jesus in Panama?
Okay. Well, again, like I said, it was a military base, and my parents weren't Christians, but they thought it was good to send us kids to Sunday school, and the church was just in the backyard. So I started going there. It was meeting one of the barracks. And when I first started going, it was more about like Old Testament, like history and all that. And I really didn't connect with that. And it wasn't until the ninth grade where I had a different Sunday school teacher, Jack Keith. And he started talking about the personal relationship that you could have. And that was something that I really felt lacking, because I felt, although my parents took care of us, provided for us, there wasn't that really sense of love and, you know, that I felt there. So when he talked about Christ, I felt like there was someone who really loved me. And when I first made the decision for Christ, it was at a cartoonist. I guess they had a Christian cartoonist. And he talked about, you know, a relationship with Christ. And so it was through that nurturing that I came to know the Lord. And so that kind of helped me. And unfortunately, my journey with Christ wasn't smooth sailing from then. But that's what started it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably would say spiritually, I would say it was Jack, because he was the one that talked about the relationship that I could have with Christ. I mean, my parents were great. They took care of us and things like that, but the spiritual part was missing. And so he was most influential for me when I was growing up, because I was like, I think, ninth grade. And for me, that was kind of foundational, that I had that foundation with Christ. And then it was just a matter of where it went from there.
You mentioned it not being smooth sailing after that, you know, ninth grade year.
Uh-huh.
Describe what it was like.
I guess it was, I kind of felt I lived in a very, although my parents took care of me, it was very kind of overprotective, where I wasn't allowed to go out and do certain things. So I felt like there was some restriction that I had, you know, these rules that I had to follow at home. And so when I graduated, then I had this like, hey, I'm an adult, I can do whatever I like. And I made some, you know, some choices that took me away from God. I call it my wilderness time that took me away from God. But I kind of feel like I was the fish that he had caught. And he just let me go out on the, like with a fishing pole, just go out until I was ready to come back and let him reel me back in.
Run the line a little bit.
Yeah, I ran the line. But he was always protecting me, because I can look back and think of some of the choices I made, that his hand was definitely there to protect me, because it didn't lead me to do some really, you know, things that I would regret as an adult, you know, as I got older. So I think he was definitely protecting me and leading me to the choices, you know, although, like I said, some of them were bad choices, but it was his permissive will, not his perfect will.
How did you come back?
I think it's once I got married and I had a family, I had my husband, I had my children, then I realized, you know, Lord, I need to really, you know, come back to you and help lay that foundation, a good foundation for my children. And so that's really what brought me back to him.
When you think about your ministry today,
mm-hmm.
How did God speak to you about being involved in the ministry that you have?
Well, I've always enjoyed going to church. You know, maybe I was one of those early on, every time the door was open, go to church, you know, get involved. I had to balance it with, you know, family. But I enjoyed going there. I enjoyed Bible studies. I tried to get involved with the women's Bible study, and either if there was a Bible study that was offered, or eventually I was to the point where I could lead Bible studies, and I enjoyed that because I enjoyed, you know, interacting with women and ministering to women, you know, with, you know, regards to marriage, you know, children, you know, how do you do this? So it was a good opportunity to get to know the women and minister to them, and, you know, the younger women or the older women. So I had good relations with a lot of women in the churches I was involved in, and that really spoke to me. And then when I had the opportunity, and I used to, when I first got married, work in an automotive shop. So I didn't always work in the church. So when I had the opportunity to work at Nuanu, that I think really, that helped me.
Nuanu
Baptist Church. I think that helped in, you know, Rick Laser was there at the time. And I think under his guidance, it really helped me to kind of flourish, you know, as a Christian, because I'm working at the church and I'm wanting to go to church on Sundays, you know, raise my children, things like that. So it really helped to flourish and help grow my walk with the Lord solid. I can remember going into, because we moved to Mililani, and then I was driving into town, and I would leave early, and I didn't start until 8, so I would get there like at 6:30, and I was like, okay, Lord, what do I do between now and 8 o'clock? And so I started doing Bible studies on my own. And so I had that time. So that helped me, again, with my spiritual walk to grow, because I had that time to be in the Word, you know, and get involved in, like, the women's ministry, and then joining Cornerstone in helping our women's fellowships to get together. And early on, I started connecting with other churches in the Mililani area, and we would do, like, a women's fellowship. And it wasn't like Southern Baptist or whatever. It was just Christian churches. Let's all come together. We have a different speaker, and we'll share, and we'll get to know one another. And so that kind of, to me, sparked my desire to, even for the ministry She Speaks, because I enjoyed getting women together, no matter what church background, you know, getting together. And plus, of course, always reaching out to that non-Christian, like, hey, bring your friend. We're going to have a tea. And women love to get together, you know, having a tea or having a dinner, just get together to have fun together.
I see a sparkle in Suzanne Maurer's eyes when she hears about women loving to get together, women having tea. That's why it's so incredibly valuable and precious that Suzanne Maurer is here to bring that touch that Danny cannot bring on this program. But as you're speaking, Vicki, I think about how God would raise up someone as brings the network together. There's a web of connection, but someone who will have a vision much broader than just one church. The local church is the body of Christ, of course, connected together. It's becomes a broader body of Christ and the universal body of Christ. But someone whose heart is like yours, yes, from the Southern Baptist background, Southern Baptist Convention, but someone with a broad heart and open to embrace other evangelical traditions. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to talk more about how She Speaks ministry emerged from what you just described. Dear friend, today the Lord may be speaking to you as you're a part of a network. And perhaps you're waiting for someone to do something. You see it. You can see the possibilities, the potential. You're waiting for someone else, but maybe it's you who, like Vicki, can start something that will reach many. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, man, maybe someone else can do it. Maybe you can take that responsibility. Maybe you, my other friend, can do this and my other friend can do that. What about me? What about what I can do? And sometimes in our lives, we find ourselves becoming great delegators. And I think delegating is very important. And I do it. And some of us should probably do it more to get other people involved. But others do it quite naturally. It just is organic as organic can be. Vicky Kalmai, I can just sense just the smoothness of the way that she works with people. She has an ease in her workability and relatability, and her ministry, She Speaks Ministry, has emerged. It's an inclusive ministry. There's an evangelistic flavor to it, but it touches the hearts of women. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Vicky Kalmai, the founder and president of She Speaks Ministry, is in studio with us today. We're blessed to have her and to have you, dear friend. Thank you for joining us today. You can find out more about this program. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this program in its entirety for free. Share it with your friend or family member. If you'd like to find out more about She Speaks Ministry, shespeaksministry.org. Again, shespeaksministry.org. By the way, they have conferences that special speakers, they come up every August. We'll talk more about that, but again, check this out, shespeaksministry.org.
And Danny, what I love about that is when they check out the website, they're going to see a capital H in the word she. And I've always been touched by that because, of course, she's honoring Christ, that it's his ministry through women. And the other thing I love about that is it's such a reflection of Vicky's heart. She has such a heart for the unsaved, for the believers, ecumenical. She started by having teas before we actually got started with the conferences. But they weren't just at her church. She would bring in other churches. She did some in Mililani. She'd come into First Baptist Church in Honolulu. The point being, Vicky just wanted to reach out anyway and to everyone possible. So tell us a little bit about a couple of those teas that got you going, Vicky.
Okay. Well, I always enjoyed getting together with women, and teas are just a fun way. You know, you get the teacups and the little sandwiches, and it was just fun. And, you know, talking to friends because, you know, I would go to different church Bible studies because that was a good way, because I was all about networking and getting to meet the women. And then once I get to know them, hey, you know, would your church like to join? Let's do a special tea or a special, you know, ladies' night out, fellowship together, and we'll bring in a speaker and we'll have worship and we'll have dance. You know, we can just have fun together. And so the women, you know, because of my relationships with them, they were like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. So we would come together and have fun doing our fellowships together.
And those teas were high tea.
Yes, we like, yes. Yes, you have to have the whole trimmings.
Okay, you're talking a different language here. what is, okay, I know tea. I think I know tea. But what is high tea?
High tea is just beautiful decorations. The setting is just very special. It's a little bit like they have at the Moana or at other restaurants. Well, Vicky's not to be outdone. And her staff, she puts together a group of women that are just amazing with their creativity and their talent and their love. So it's very special high tea.
Yes. And it's kind of like you said earlier, delegating. And sometimes I have a certain way I want things done. But it's learning that everyone has a different style, a different idea. And so when you come together, you're like, wow, I would never have thought of it like that. And it's just, you know, just fun to get in together and, you know, getting all dressed up with our Sunday best and just having fun. And, you know, it's just a fun time to get together. But the setting is so pretty. It's like you don't have to go down to Honolulu to that fancy tea. We're going to have it here, local. And the women come together and we laugh together and we have fun together.
And yet you've had some lovely teas in Honolulu, which I've
loved.
And the other thing I don't want to forget to mention is Vicky's heart for Christ is such that she's brought many powerful speakers, Nick Vujicic, Don Piper, Carol Kent. She just reaches out in so many different ways. It's sort of a plethora of opportunities to reach people for Christ, and it's very special.
It's an event that comes up every August, right?
Yes.
That's a big event every August.
Yes. And we try to do something in the past. We've done like informational teas leading up to that, and we'll bring some of the local speakers, like, you know, Suzanne or others that are here that can come to share, because it's not just about hearing these named speakers, but it's also raising up the women that we have here to realize, like, well, I can't talk. Then it's like, well, you know, I could. I have a story. We all have a story to tell. God has worked in our lives differently. And what is going to impact one is not going to impact another. But together, it's like, oh. So coming together, you know, with the local women and of course, the speakers that come from the mainland, they have an awesome, you know, powerful testimony that they can share, too.
But a part of that is she wants to honor the local women that are sharing Christ. And I love that. So it doesn't have to be a big name. It's just, as she said, everybody has a story. It's unique. So she's got a heart for the local people as well.
Now, who have you had that have spoken, and what have they spoken about?
I think our first actually speaker that we had was Elizabeth George, and I had gotten contact with her. She had family that was, I think her son was stationed here before, and so she was what started it, kind of like a kickoff, so to speak, you know, because everybody has heard of her, so the women came together, and she just spoke. She has such a sweet spirit that spoke to the women. And then I think one of the, Jerry Meacham was one of the speakers we had recently, and she had a very powerful testimony, and she was very sweet interacting with the women and, you know, her spirit, talking about the hunger that we have. And I think that's what we want to look at, like, where are you hungry at spiritually, and how can God reach that? Because we all have a hunger, and he ministers and he reaches us differently. But it's just making that connection.
Well, and then there was Brenda Robinson.
Yeah,
Carol Kent.
Yeah, Carol Kent.
When I Lay My Isaac Down, that's an amazing book and an amazing story. So.
And I think she had a very powerful testimony, being that she had a son in prison. Mm-hmm. You know, and we look at bringing women that don't have, like, they all have this wonderful, nice life. You know, they have a family, they have children, and they're all a cookie-cutter, perfect Christian family. That's not how it is. You know, we're all broken. And if we want to reach the woman who's really broken, you know, someone like Carol Kent, whose son was in prison, really ministered to those women. Because, like, you know, you don't have to be ashamed of your family. Your family is who God's given you. You know, how can we minister to that family? How can you minister to your family? How can we help you?
Let's take a moment here, camp over here for a little bit. Someone today listening, as they're hearing you talk about this story, they know in their heart they have not really been themselves at church because of something that has happened in their life. Maybe a choice that a child has made, but they know they can't open up about it. At least there's a high level of discretion that they feel. It's almost like a spiritual black eye that they know that if people knew about it, people might step back. Uh-huh. I don't even have to go into detail of what it might be. Everyone has their own story if they're feeling this way. What would you say to someone like that who feels a high level of reservation, but because of that they're thinking, there's something strange about church because I'm supposed to be able to be myself, but I can't really disclose it all.
Right.
What would you say?
I think it's really important. I'm privileged to lead a small group Bible study at my church. And I think it's important for people to have a place that they can go. Women, I cannot speak for men because I don't know how men think, but for women to have a place that they can go where they can be themselves, that they can say something really shocking and they're not going to get silence, that they can be themselves. But that takes time to develop that trust. Because maybe they've been hurt in a church before. But to me, I would say to them, don't give up. You know, first of all, seek God, and then find someone. Maybe that you, maybe when you went to church before, that you can talk with, and just kind of like that baby steps, that you're going to start opening up.
Maybe one person?
Yeah, one person. And I think it's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say in my group, it's like, it's kind of like you've heard the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Same thing with Bible study. What happens in Bible study stays in Bible study. That, you know, if you say something, you share something, it's not going to go anywhere past these doors, not even to the pastor, unless you say, hey, I need to talk to someone professionally. Because I need to realize my limitations. I'm not a professional counselor. If someone says something to me, I may need to say, hey, you know, we need to go talk to someone about this issue, because it's a lot deeper than I can go. But just having that person that you can talk to, that you can meet with and pray with, it's really important. When we have our conferences, we always have our prayer time, but it's really important for women to come together and find out, hey, there's a woman that's going through the same issue just like me. And, you know, we're helping to network the woman that comes to another woman that she may meet to say, hey, that woman is having the same struggle as me. Maybe we can meet together. So we're, you know, kind of like that network, that connection to help women realize you're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, and oftentimes we go to church and someone says, how are you? And you're like, we say, fine. I'm not really fine, but I'm not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. I think we need to start being real with people. So say, you know what? I'm really having a bad day. Can we talk and ask? You know, take that step to say, hey, I need someone to talk to. And finding someone, like, I have a lady that I meet with as an accountability partner, because I feel it's important that I'm meeting with a lady, woman to woman, you know, guy to guy, but I'm meeting with someone that I can say, I'm having some struggles. Help me, pray with me. And I think that's important, that to find that.
I'm thinking about the relationship runway. And it's a runway because before you lift off, you know, onto the trajectory of opening and sharing about something deep or broken or hurting, the relational runway helps us to build up to that level of trust, little levels of trust, increments of trust, so that when that time comes that the bottom falls out or the hurt comes to the forefront, that you already have some relational connectability, mm-hmm. because you built it up on the runway. Mm-hmm. We're talking about relationships here. We're talking about relationships in the body of Christ. We're talking about relationships, yes, among women. I'm with two women as they speak about women things. But I think this relates to men as well. You mentioned something, Vicky. I don't know about how men relate. Well, there's, because when it, in relationships, to go deep, there is always vulnerability.
Yes.
And in vulnerability, you have the crossroads of either going deeper and more solid or more distant and more fragile. When we come back, we'll touch about these things, touch more on here when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
She says people want to know that you came out of it. Yeah, of course, that you were in it, in the struggle, in the pain, in the brokenness, but that you came out of it. There's a certain relatability to that. I'm speaking about Vicky Kawamai. She's in studio with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We are blessed that you're with us today. It's a privilege for us to share in this time together with you, dear one. And we believe that the Lord, by His Spirit, His gracious, mighty Holy Spirit, has a word to touch you, to speak to you right at your point of need. Because in His masterful way, really, He's the only one who can communicate with us at our deepest place. You can find out more about our program and get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you'd like to find out more about Vicky Kawamai, they've got an upcoming conference. It's an annual conference in August of every year. They've got Casey Van Norman coming up as the next speaker. We'll talk a little bit more about Casey and other speakers that they've had. SheSpeaksMinistry.org. Again, SheSpeaksMinistry.org. Vicky, before our break, we're talking about opening up, being vulnerable, being at church and not feeling safe or comfortable enough to share that hidden secret. Let's go further with that. How can people feel open? How can people experience what the blessing is like to be able to trust someone at church?
That's a good question. And I think it takes a certain level of being willing to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. and if you've been hurt, then it's going to be harder. But I think it's that first step, you know, finding someone. And when I'm at church, I'm always looking at the different ones that come. You know, find that one that's sitting by themselves that I can sit down and talk with. And she's not going to right away, boom, open up to me, unless she's at the point where she just needs someone. But it's developing that relationship, and that over time, she feels safer, like, okay, I can share, and they'll share a little bit, and then a little bit more. But it's just, you know, and I think when you go to church, you're looking for that, because otherwise you wouldn't be there. So oftentimes when I see people coming to church, I know they're looking, they're searching, and they're hoping that they're going to find it. where they come. And I think we need to be able to see that and be able to meet them.
Danny, I spoke earlier about the H in she being a capital H for Christ, of course, but also Vicky's heart. And this is one of the things that's just blessed me so much about Vicky, because she lives out Christ's love. And our listeners, I think, need to hear this, especially deep believers and people that want to live out Christ, because she looks for people that she thinks might need an extra hug, and not in an aggressive way, not in an offensive way. But I think that what I've seen over the years with Vicky is she lives her life in such a way that she's praying to be used by God. She's looking out for people that she can reach out to. And she establishes herself as a loving person and a person that can be trusted. And every single church is full of people that need that hug, that desperately want someone to reach out for them. And so my thought today is, let's encourage our listeners to be on the lookout for people in our churches, or even people that God puts us in connection with, to share his love, to reach out to them in love. And as we pray about that, he will be the barometer of knowing how much to reach out, how much to pray for them, how to share his love with those who need it so badly.
This one person, dear one, it might be you. As you're listening to Suzanne, as you're listening to Vicky, as we're together today, it might be you. One person can make all the difference. Here's what I mean. Someone goes to church. They've got a dark secret. It could be, let's talk about it in a family context. They could be a leader in the body of Christ, the local church. But maybe a child made a mistake, made a poor decision. Maybe the child is still going in that direction. But their life has just imploded. Now there's a inner turmoil going on, because they need to keep up what looks like, because they're in leadership, they need to keep up the image that things are okay. So you'll never know, because that image is being kept up. And I know it's very sad that one would have to be that way in church, but let's face it, it happens. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a tension here, because deep down inside, that person knows, maybe you are that person, maybe you are that person right now, that it shouldn't be that way, but it is. Well, that's reality, isn't it? But if there's one person in the church that can hear your story, hear your secret, mm-hmm. and embrace it, suddenly your understanding of love in the body of Christ goes to another level. And you know something very profound has taken place. I'm seeing it on both sides. Suzanne, Vicky, dear one, you might be the person who is that one person who embraces. Or you might be that one person who is in that quandary right now. Both ways. By the way, if you're in the quandary right now and there is that one person, maybe you can be the one person to someone else.
Yes.
In the future, because I don't know, Suzanne, do you think, Vicky, you think, where I'm talking about something that often happens or that may be happening in churches today?
Oh, absolutely. And they're wearing masks. The number of masks that people are wearing today, wanting to present a life that is trouble-free, at least, if not superficially much better than it is, they're everywhere. And I just think it's so important for us to, first of all, be praying and asking God to direct us and to point out to us people that perhaps we can embrace. And I'm saying people. I mean, it's not just one or two. But now, Vicky, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think if you're going to a church, a local church, that if you say that there's nobody there that has a problem, then someone or someones are in denial, because we're all having challenges. We're all having issues. Some are different. I'm not going to say some are more than others. We're all having challenges. But I think it's the local church's responsibility to look, not go out looking for trouble, but go out looking, realizing there are people in my church. There's probably someone hurting. Who is that person that, God, you have called me to minister to? Because my situation may be such that another person can relate to, whether it's cancer, having an unsaved spouse. There's someone there that can relate to that I need to go look, go and ask God, like Suzanne said, ask God, Lord, open my eyes that I can see who is there that is hurting that I can come alongside. It starts by a simple hug. If you go to my church, I'm a hugger. I give you hugs all the time. And that's how it starts, because the hug, I think, will break down the resistance. Someone realizes someone cares for me, and maybe in time they'll open up more. But I think it's asking God, show me who I can minister at my church. To me, it's so important that we're plugged into a church that we can minister to and be ministered to also, because I'm going to have challenges, some challenges that come my way, that someone's going to come alongside me and say, hey, Vicki, let me come alongside you. Let me pray with you. And then again, I'm going to say, hey, I know you're going through this struggle. Let me pray with you. Let's get together. But
in our program daily, we have a way to be that to our listener.
Yes.
I always mention it like that, listener. People say, well, Danny, you're communicating to so many people. Well, maybe so, yeah. But really, when someone is listening to us, it's really the four of us here, the three of us here, our listener. Well, five. Of course, the Lord
Thank
is
you.
With us.
Thank you.
And the Lord is orchestrating our dialogue, our conversation. And our heart is really for you, dear one. And maybe even today, you might feel like, wow, I'm listening into something. It's like Danny, Suzanne, Vicki, you're giving me insight into something that I shouldn't be privy to, because I don't even go to church. I'm not even a Christian right now, but you are letting me in. Is that what goes on in the church? Yes. Is it all perfect? No. Is Christ present with us? Yes. And he's the one who makes the difference. So today, when we come back, we'll talk more about, I know these things can be a bit tender. We're scratching on the surface of something, and we're trying to do it gently, but we know that it exists. But as we go there, there can be restoration, there can be healing, there can be strength in Christ. There's a big conference coming up. It happens every August. SheSpeaksMinistry.org. That's how you can find out about it. We'll talk more about the upcoming speaker, past speakers, and what the future may be like with this vision from Vicki Kallmai.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arenaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Well, I know growing up, having a chance to play some sports, you know, getting out on the field and exerting energy and being on the team and just enjoying sports, enjoying playing. But in the exertion of energy, there comes a time when my lips get parched and my mouth starts to, there's a smacking sound. Why? Because I'm starting to get thirsty. And my eye looks through my peripheral vision. I'm looking for the water hose or I'm looking for the water fountain. And as soon as coach gives us a chance to get the water for our water break, there we head and we drink it up. And in life, sometimes we need to go to the fountain. We need to get refreshed. We need to drink it up and renew ourselves. And conferences often do that in the middle of the exertion of daily life. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. And we have our dear guest today, Vicky Kawamai. She's the founder and president of She Speaks Ministry. She's here to talk to us today about an upcoming conference. It's held every August, so whenever that time nears, go to the website shespeaksministry.org. You can find out more about what's happening, but we'll talk a little bit about what's happening in this August's upcoming conference.
And you mentioned that Vicky was the founder and president of She Speaks Ministries, and she's bringing in this August the founder and president of Casey Van Norman Ministries from College Station. So tell us a little bit about her.
Okay. Well, I got to know her through, and usually it's how I get to know speakers is through their Bible studies, you know, where I'll go through with a group and, you know, she speaks to us. And when I was, in fact, I'm just starting, I did one of her other studies, and I'm going to be starting another one on raw faith. And, you know, as I'm getting to know her, it's just she speaks from her faith, the rawness, you know, and how the struggles that she has. You know, she's been struggling with cancer, you know, and how God is using her. And that just speaks to my heart because, you know, as women, we have this faith. And sometimes, you know, God allows us to go through struggles. And it's hard to go through it. And sometimes we feel like we're going through it alone. And I just look at this opportunity for women, you know, our conference in August, to realize that you're not going through it alone. Whatever your struggle is, we're there to help you together. And I think, you know, Casey can speak to that from her own personal struggles. She can speak to the women as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing her and having her minister to me as well as the other women that come.
And she's speaking through 1 Peter 1:18-19, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. And the title of this conference is Redeemed. it's going to be very powerful.
Yeah. And one of the things that also speaks to me with her is she's also involved with a ministry that's helping with human trafficking. And we're hearing more and more about that. You know, there's another ministry on the island that does that. But this is becoming more, we're becoming aware of it more. And I think that's important for us to realize that there are really serious, you know, hurts out there that we can minister to. And so that's one of the aspects of her that it was that just drew me to her because, again, of the issue of human trafficking. How can we reach out to the women and help them realize that there is hope? Sometimes they're just subtly brought into it, but how can we help them? And, you know, I'm looking at women maybe being there that may know someone. You know, how can I help my daughter? How can I help my friend with this? You know, just having that awareness. And I think that's what's also important with our conferences is making the Christian body aware of the issues that are out there and how we can help.
How can someone register for the conference?
Okay, they can go to our website, theshespeaksministry.org, and you can either download the brochure, print it out, and send in a check, and it'll have the address there. We also have it online where you can, you'll see a spot with PayPal where you can click on it and you can register, you know, through with your credit card, whatever, online. So you can do it those ways. You can like us on Facebook because we do have a Facebook page, She Speaks Ministry, you know, to find out more about the conference. But really, as far as registering it, it's like going to our website, shespeaksministry.org, downloading the brochure, sending in your check, or paying online.
So Casey Van Norman.
Yes.
This year. You've had Elizabeth George. You've had others.
Yes. And we look at bringing women, and we're always asking for, like, you know, suggestions, recommendations, because we want to have women that represent a different spectrum. It's not just, okay, this is a woman who's 50. She's got, you know, grandchildren, but we want to have the single parent. We had Angela Thomas come a few years back, and she at the time was a single parent. And we have a lot of single parents here. How can we reach them? Carol Kent, her son's in prison. We probably know people that have family in prison. Mm-hmm. How can we minister to them? Casey Van Norman has cancer. Okay, we probably know or may have cancer. How can we minister to that woman? How can God minister to us in that situation? So we're always wanting to have different kind of representations, single, married. So women will be able to, oh, I can relate to that person. Next year, we're looking at bringing a speaker that's geared towards speaking to your child, you know, your daughter, your son, you know, having that quiet time. And so again, it's just wanting to have women that will come and speak a word to us that may be different. And in our Christian walk, we all have different seasons where it's going to speak to us differently.
You have a grace, Vicki, grace from the Lord, mm-hmm, on you as a leader and as a visionary. There's a nurturing part that just comes through very clear. It's such a thoughtful sensitivity that you have. Vicki, can you pray? Would you pray, please, right now for our listener, where she may be in her life right now, or where he may be in his life right now?
Okay. Lord, I just want to praise you and thank you just for this opportunity to speak, Lord. Not to speak my words, but to speak your words, Lord, that you have gifted each of us with different gifts to minister to the body, and Lord. And I just thank you for that. I pray for that person that's listening, and he or she is going through a struggle, and they're not sure who to turn to or what to do. I pray that they might realize that they can turn to you. If they're a believer that's kind of walked away from the Lord, and as believers, we all have those times where we walk away from you, Lord, I pray that today's message might help them to turn back and come back to you. For that believer that's strong in you, I thank you and I praise you for that, because we need strong believers that are going to be there to help reach out and minister to those that are fallen away, Lord. So I just pray for that strong believer. I pray for that non-believer that the message will speak to your heart and you realize that maybe God does care for me and I need to, you know, ask someone more. I'm sure there's a relationship that you have that you can go to and ask that person to help you, pray for you, because maybe you don't know how to pray. But God will give us the words to pray and encourage you, Lord. So I just thank you for this, just for this opportunity to be used of you in this small way that will build and encourage your kingdom, Lord. So I just again thank you, and I praise you for this in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Earlier in the program, before we started the program, I mentioned to Vicki that I was going to ask her a question. And, what question? But I didn't give it away. I didn't say it. I said, during the program, I'll ask you a question. You know, sometimes, off the air, we'll talk about these kinds of things. But she's wondering, I think she's probably wondering, looking at me now, what is he going to ask? This may be somewhat of a anticlimactic moment because you already answered it. I was curious. When I looked, at your website and I looked at the name of your ministry, She Speaks Ministry, I thought, well, how peculiar it is. First, I thought it was a typo. The S is small, H is big, so he is big.
Yeah,
and Vicki has a big heart. It's a double blessing, that capital H.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that you say that, because I'm kind of I can get kind of picky about stuff, and it's like, okay, the H is capitalized. So when you go to the bank and you're opening your bank account, of course, you can't have, it's capital S, H-E, So it's kind of like, it's actually a capital H, okay? So I'm kind of thinking about that. And it's kind of interesting because I met with a friend early on when I was starting having the vision of the ministry about, like, okay, probably it would be good to have a name, like the ministry, and come up with the idea of, the S, She Speaks Ministry, mm-hmm. and the H being capitalized because it's God in us. And we had the verse from Corinthians, it talks about how we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show God's glory. And it's kind of like, we're all crackpots,
Uh-huh.
And so that way God can show his glory. And so I think it's a constant reminder that it's God in us that is speaking. And when I mentioned this to my friend, she was like, I gave you that idea? And she didn't even realize this. But, she had. But, again, it's just realizing that it's God in us. And it's a constant reminder to even us as a ministry that it's God, not us. It's God.
But I can remember, Danny, when I saw it, I said, Vicki, I think there's a typo. I'm so embarrassed to have to admit that, but I did.
It's the beauty of being a crackpot.
Yes.
Why? Because when you have cracks, you leak.
Uh-huh.
And when you leak, when we leak the Lord's grace and the Lord's glory, and that's with a capital H. Vicki Kawamai, thank you so much for your graciousness and being with us today. Dear one, I hope you've been encouraged by Vicki as she has shared heart to heart with us today. Vicki Kawamai, you can find out more at shespeaksministry.org. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Vicki Kawamai. Find out more at shespeaksministry.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.